very good evening, Zimbabwe. It's 17 hours 20 UTC, 7:20 p.m. in Zimbabwe on Sunday, July the 3rd, 2016. You're listening to Studio 7 Live from the Voice of America in Washington. Thank you for joining us this Sunday evening live from Washington. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. Amongst our top stories this evening,
in our constitution and the strength of our constitution when it comes to leadership, unlike ZANU-PF, where even the vice president doesn't even know if you'll be able to take over if something were to happen to Robert Mugabe, we are very clear on that. There's a clear chain of command as to who steps in when the other person is unable to perform their duties.
The opposition MDCT, United States Provincial Chairman Dan Moyo, says his party is rallying behind their leader Morgan Tsvangirai as he battles colon cancer. He explains what will happen should Tsvangirai not be able to carry on with his duties.
The symptoms of colon cancer involve the change in the usual bowel habit of an individual, and that is to say, if a person is used to going to the toilet to pass stool in a particular way, any change in terms of the frequency of going to the toilet.
We take a closer look at colon cancer with Dr. Joshua Sibanda.
The situation, it is very unfortunate. It is very unfortunate that the employees have been forced back to work without having paid anything. And you can't expect those employees to be happy. Certainly, the truth of the matter, boldly, employees are so disgruntled. That's the reality.
The president of the Zimbabwe Armagated Railways Workers of Zimbabwe, Kamurai Moyo, speaks on reports that NRZ plans to retrench thousands of workers without engaging them. And as usual, we give you the Youth Forum with Tatenda Gumbo. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. The opposition MDCT, United States Provincial Chairman Dan Moyo, says his party is rallying behind their leader Morgan Tsvangirai as he battles colon cancer. He explains what will happen should Tsvangirai not be able to carry on with his duties. Tsvangirai announced last week he has colon cancer and is undergoing treatment in South Africa. Moyo tells us more on the issue.
Our president chose to come out and inform the people of Zimbabwe and the world in general of his condition. That is a very good sign of our strength in leadership for him to be open about his health condition as a leader of the people. People should not be second guessing what could be happening with the president, and for him to openly come out on a personal matter like that and inform the public that he has colon cancer. We know that he underwent surgery in South Africa, which was very successful, and now he'll be undergoing chemotherapy. So our prayers go to our president, Morgan Tsvangirai, his wife and his family, and we wish him a speedy recovery. We know that he'll be back because he's a fighter. He's proven that he's a survivor under very difficult conditions fighting the illegitimate regime of ZANU-PF. So we are confident with the kind of doctors that he has in South Africa that this cancer here will be defeated and will be a thing of the past.
And what does your constitution say about who takes over from President Tsvangirai should he be incapacitated or as he tends to his health? What's the situation on the ground? What's to happen?
The beauty of our party, the Movement for Democratic Change under Morgan Tsvangirai, is that it is a democratic movement with leadership that is elected by the people for the people. We have a very strong leadership. We have a strong hierarchy within our constitution that is very clear that the president is number one and he has a vice president who is as much capable, and that is Vice President Thokozani Kuphe, who has shown that she is ready and able and capable to fill in the shoes while the president is recovering from his illness. She showed that by leading the people in the Bulawayo March that took place on May 28th, and recently the march that took place in Mutare on June 23rd. She showed that she has the courage and the zeal and the charisma to lead the people. She gave very compelling speeches in both rallies that inspired the people and wanted the people and caused the people to want to work harder to remove ZANU-PF. So we are very confident in our constitution and the strength of our constitution when it comes to leadership. Unlike ZANU-PF, where even the vice president doesn't even know if you'll be able to take over if something were to happen to Robert Mugabe, we are very clear on that. There's a clear chain of command as to who steps in when the other person is unable to perform their duties.
That was the MDCT, United States Provincial Chairman Dan Moyo in Washington. And we now take a closer look at colon cancer following the revelation by Mr. Changirai that he is fighting the disease. Dr. Joshua Sibanda, a specialist physician and gastroenterologist who specializes in diseases of the intestines and liver, tells us more on colon cancer.
My name is Dr. Joshua Sibanda. I'm a specialist physician and a gastroenterologist. I specialize in the intestines and the liver and diseases of the liver. The symptoms of colon cancer involve the change in the usual bowel habit of an individual. That is to say, if a person is used to going to the toilet to pass stool in a particular way, any change in terms of the frequency of going to the toilet, number one, the consistency of the stool, whether it's solid or it's liquid or there's diarrhea that comes, and whether when a person goes to the toilet, they've got constipation and difficulties in passing stool, and associated features such as blood-stained stools when a person goes to the toilet. Those are the main features of colon cancer. But I must say that sometimes the colon cancer can be there in the colon, and the patient does not have any symptoms until when the cancer is extensive and widespread. The problem with this kind of cancer that sometimes it's not symptomatic until at the very late stage of the condition. But the important symptoms are the ones that I've just mentioned.
So what do you urge people to do? And also, where are some of these areas where people can get screened?
What is important is that there is usually screening programs for areas where people are at risk for developing colon cancer. There's a racial predisposition, that is to say there are certain races where the colon cancer is more prevalent than the others. And then there are certain conditions which we call pre-malignant conditions or pre-cancerous conditions, which a person is born with. There are genes that make a person likely to develop cancer. For example, what we call polyposis syndromes and other syndromes where you get small little growths in the colon, which are not cancer as such, but eventually those small growths develop into a cancer. So those high-risk patients need to be screened, and there has to be some decisive action in advance because you'll be anticipating that they will eventually develop cancer. People who are, let me say, middle-aged to elderly, if a person is above 50 years of age, it is important that they get a screening colonoscopy, even if they don't have symptoms, but particularly so if they have any of the symptoms that I mentioned. There's a change in bowel habit. It's important for them to present to a hospital where there's gastroenterology services, where a person can have a camera look into their colon to see if there's actually a colon cancer. There are other screening programs that can be done that include checking the stool for blood. Sometimes the stool doesn't look like there's blood, but there are ways of checking if there's blood, and then checking the DNA of the cells that are in the stools, that fleck off the mucosa of the colon, and check for genes for the cancer. So that is the screening program. If that screening program is there, should be used optimally. Most people don't know. They need to be taught about it and encouraged to visit the hospital. But the important thing is any change in bowel habit, the patient has to be seen by a doctor. Then the doctor will escalate the investigations to exclude the colon cancer.
That was Dr. Joshua Sibanda, a specialist physician and gastroenterologist who specializes in diseases of the intestines and liver, speaking to us from South Africa. The president of the Zimbabwe Armagated Railway Workers Kamurai Moyo speaks on reports that NRZ plans to retrench thousands of workers without engaging them. Moyo tells Studio 7's Jonga Kandemiri they learned about the retrenchment through the media. Efforts to get comment from the NRZ were fruitless.
That is very, very unfortunate, Kandemiri. First and foremost, railways cannot start by going to publicize that in the press without having talking to the major stakeholders who happens to be employees. Employees are not aware of that move.
So are you doing anything to get full information from the employers?
Yeah, we are trying. We've been trying to quiz management. We've asked management, but they are not confirming that information. And as union leadership, we take exception to those statements because what we assume should happen is a situation, if they want to embark on such an exercise, it has to be an all-involving exercise, not just from one party, because workers are the major stakeholders in this whole matter.
You have been fighting to get paid for the past 16 months or so. What's the latest on that?
Yeah, it may be very unfortunate for now, Ray, for me to say what I was doing about it, but we are trying all means possible to engage management and also approach other offices, like what we've always been doing, to make sure that we get our juice.
In the event that the company lays off that figure before you are paid your dues, how will you handle this issue?
That would be misapplication of law, because as far as you are concerned, law has to be applied equally and there should be certainty to every law. If railways go ahead and retrench 1,400 employees without following the proper procedures, then which law would they be using? That would be very, very unfortunate.
Some workers were not reporting for duty in the past 2 or so months. What's the latest now?
We rely on the railway register because us as unions, as worker representatives, we don't mark registers. But what we are being told by the employer is saying, is on record, saying every employee has gone back to work.
But what is the situation on the ground like?
The situation, it is very unfortunate. It is very unfortunate that the employees have been frog-marched back to work without having paid anything. And you can't expect those employees to be happy. Secondly, the truth of the matter, boldly, employees are so disgruntled. That's the reality.
That was the president of the Alma Gated Railway Workers of Zimbabwe, Kamurai Moyo, speaking with Studio 7's Jonga Kandemiri. Coming up, the Youth Forum with Tsatenda Gumbo.
You are now listening to the Youth Forum, your forum focusing on your issues today. I'm gladly joined by Esther Masunda, who is the PA manager for the National Blood Service Zimbabwe. Esther, thank you so very much for joining me this evening.
Thank you very much. Good evening to you, listeners.
Let's talk about, of course, first one of your longest-running programs, that is Pledge 25, where you go to focus on young people and their donation of blood.
Okay, well, interestingly enough, for those who didn't know, it is that Zimbabwe is the one who actually came up with the concept of the Pledge 25 Club, and this concept has been copied by over 64 countries throughout the world, which just shows you that it's a very important club. So the objective of this club is that the members of the club pledge to donate blood 25 times, at least 25 times, before they reach at the age of 30. So the reason why this club was also set up is that it helps also to avert the seasonal shortages which we sometimes experience during the holidays. So in terms of the membership, the club has got over 5,000 members throughout the country, which is mainly the youth, and they normally have different various programs that they have during the holiday period, blood drives throughout the country, whereby they'll be coming through to donate blood, and the blood that we actually collect them greatly assists us, especially now during the holiday period when the schools are closed. So as Zimbabwe, we stand proud about this Pledge 25 Club, and we've actually had other countries within the region, countries like Tanzania, countries like Ghana, who've actually come to Zimbabwe to learn more about the Pledge 25, and also Malawi took an interest as well in the Pledge 25 Club and how Zimbabwe is running it here. So they actually have their own constitution, they've got their own goals, their own core values, and they abide by it, and they've got a structure in place where they've actually got a president and Secretary General, you know, an executive. So in each branch throughout the country, we actually have an executive committee of the Pledge 25. Then at the end of after every two years, they also have their annual general meeting where they actually discuss various pertinent issues pertaining to the club.
And what are some of those issues? Because I remember last time when we spoke, you reflected on some of the things that these young people are focusing on when it comes to also blood.
One thing that they greatly focus on is in terms of their safety, in terms of desisting from sexual behaviors which are not good before marriage, and they also focus on developing themselves. We also do train them. So you find that at times we actually get people coming in talking to these youths about very topical issues, and we also have partners such as the National AIDS Council and some of the youth clubs like Red Cross, who also closely work with our Pledge 25.
Now, you also have an app that was launched late last year. What is this app and what's the purpose of it?
Wow, the mobile app, courtesy, we thank RubyM Technologies, courtesy of Dr. Dennis Magaya, who's the CEO, who volunteered to develop a mobile application for us. So what this app is doing is it's a method of communication whereby things will be uploaded on the app, and blood donors, it's especially designed for blood donors, can actually, when they come through to have their donation, they can actually log on to the app and find out in terms of when they're due and also other news which is pertaining to blood donors.
And of course, for those out there, as usual, your message about donating blood in particular for those who can be in the Pledge 25, my segment for the youth.
Okay. Well, I basically would encourage the youth that make a difference in 2016 by joining the Pledge 25, by being a blood donor, by supporting the various programs. You can actually log on to our website and find out more about the Pledge 25 club and what actually they do. Or you can also visit our nearest centers near you. You can actually also find out information about the Pledge 25. Even on our website, there's a lot of information, and you can see some of the programs that the youths have carried out and sold out. And when you become a member, it's something which also encourages you to be passionate about blood donation, because you find that the Pledge 25 clubs learn how to be members, learn how to be responsible. They also have various programs whereby they also do community relations, whereby they assist the community, they go and visit the needy, and they also see where they can also help. So the club is very good in terms of the way that it also assists the youths in developing themselves.
What's the website for the National Blood Service?
www.nbsz.co.zw.
And with that, I want to thank you so very much for joining me today on the Youth Forum.
Thank you very much.
That was Esther Masunda, Public Affairs Manager with the National Blood Service Zimbabwe, joining me today on the Youth Forum. This is Tatenda Gumbo, and as usual, make sure you join me next time.
Thank you, Tatenda Gumbo. And now we take you to the music of Cynthia Mare with Dai Jai Vira, going out to you from Studio 7 here at the Voice of America in Washington.
Is window rings were so no she wanna cope. Kuva nenguva, no shuva, daizingori cope. Amai, famai shakana.
Thank you, Cynthia Mare, for that very touching song which she dedicated to her mom, Dai Jai Vira. Now to recap on today's top stories, the opposition MDCT, United States Provincial Chairman Dan Moyo, says his party is rallying behind their leader Morgan Tsvangirai as he battles colon cancer. and the president of the Armagated Railway Workers of Zimbabwe, Kamrai Moyo, speaks on reports that the NRZ plans to retrench thousands of workers without engaging them. That's the news in English from Studio 7 this Sunday evening, July the 3rd, 2016. Stand by for Studio 7 in Ndebele. This is Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye in Washington, wishing you a pleasant evening, a very good night, and a great week ahead.